15:10. Yep.
Come on, Curtis.
How you doing, Curtis? You all right, Curtis?
Hell no.
Can you get out of there, man?
All right.
I got you. There you go. Come on, Curtis. My name's Alan Proctor. I'll step over here to my car. You all right?
Yeah. Hell no.
Sit here in front seat. Go ahead.
I'm 71 years old. See, I can't go anywhere.
Okay.
I understand.
Trying to do our job too.
I got you.
Alan, what do you want to do?
You want to cuff him in the front? All right. Curtis, you got it. You don't have anything else on you, sir, do you, Mr. Reeves?
I have no idea, my friend.
You want to double check and see if he's got anything else on him?
I think they've stripped me.
Yeah, have they?
At least three.
I don't think he has any more property on
him. At least three times, maybe four.
Okay, cool.
Okay. That was one of the reasons I wanted the handcuffs loosened. What are we doing?
Just put them in the front for you.
Gotcha.
All right, don't push on me. Double lock, all right?
I understand the concept.
Like, turn around, face me. Just sit kind of straight back into where you're sitting in the seat.
Curtis, my name's Alan Proctor. I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Office. This is Todd. We're here investigating this shooting that occurred here. I understand you're a retired TPD cop.
Yep.
I want to make sure that everything is okay here, and you know the spiel, you know, well, I got to Mirandize you.
Sure.
Okay? You have the right, your Miranda warnings are, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him or her present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any question if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand each of those rights that I've explained to you?
Yes.
Having those rights in mind, do you want to talk to me about what occurred here?
Yeah, I'll give you a statement.
Okay, cool. What happened?
Can I have some, got something to drink? Anything? My throat is... My throat is as dry I can be.
Yes, sir.
And I really didn't get to move that left shoulder any. Well, I do hope the folks sitting on either side of me were paying attention.
What movie were you watching?
Well, we were watching the previews.
Watching the previews?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, not the movie, but the, I don't know, all the crap that precedes the movie.
How long have the lights been down?
Oh, I have no idea.
A couple minutes?
Yeah. Well, the lights have been down for quite a while because they go through all that stuff about turning off your cell phone and, you know, the concession stand and all that stuff.
Right.
So I have no idea on the concept of time. 5 minutes.
Brian's going to get a couple.
Or more.
Thank you. Hey, they're going to go get something to drink.
Trying to do anything other than get the feeling back.
That's
in my
right.
Shoulder stress.
That's all right. How long have you been retired?
20 years.
Wow. You started a young man then, huh?
Yeah, I did. I spent, let's see, I went on in October of 1966.
Wow.
Did 27 there. I was a director of security at Busch Gardens for 12 years, and I've been trying to retire, enjoy my retirement for about 9 years.
I understand. Look, he's going to bring you some water.
I don't care if it's cold as long as it's wet.
All right, sir. I've got some here, but you probably want to drink after me because we've got all kinds of, well, we're going to get you some fresh water.
So you're saying you're diseased?
Well, I'm not saying that, but I've been a cop almost 30 years myself, so.
I got you. I understand.
And I hate to talk to you about all this.
Well, I'll tell you the damn truth. I hate to be here. This is crazy. It was absurd. I tell retired cops that you don't do this. But I've never had anybody jump on my ass like that.
Right.
No. It was crazy. It really was. And completely uncalled for.
I understand. So the lights had been down. What happens?
Well, the guy was playing with his cell phone, so I leaned over and said, "Do you mind turning your cell phone off?"
Right.
And he told me to fuck off or something like that. I can't remember. So I leaned back, and he kept on doing it. So I got up, and I went and told the manager out front. I said, "Look, that guy," I asked him to turn his cell phone off. He's playing with it. He told me to fuck off. So I said, "I appreciate if you got to take care of it."
Okay. So he kept doing it. What so manager?
I don't know who was sitting at this. Big heavy sack guy that works glasses. I don't know. Whoever was sitting at the front desk up there, I don't know who it was. I assume he was a man. He had a name tag. I don't know what it said.
But he's a heavy sack guy?
Yeah.
Wearing glasses?
I think so. The powers of observation fade with retirement.
I understand. So what happens then?
Come back into the movie, and the guy put his phone away, and I said, I see you put it away. I told the manager for no reason. In other words, I went in and ratted him out. If he was going to put it away, I wouldn't have gone. You know what?
Right. Makes
sense. And he turns around in his seat, and yeah, let's got some ice. And he says something about he was answering. You're
going
to have to get the top.
You got it?
Yeah. And he said something about he was, I don't remember. If it was any of your fucking business, I was texting my daughter or something like that, and you stay the hell out of my face. I think that's when he said that. And his wife was holding him back. So I had sat down, and I think I got the bag of popcorn from my wife, and suddenly he jumps up, and he turns around, and he stands in his seat, which was, well, you saw the crime scene. He was off to the right. Up there.
Right.
So as he's pushing on the back, there's a crack between us. So I'm leaning back in my chair. I got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leaning back in my chair. So he kept on hollering, and I'm not sure what he said, to be honest with you. He said something, and that led me to believe he was going to kick my ass. And I don't know if that's exactly how he phrased it or not. So I'm looking. Briefly, I know I can't go anywhere. So I'm leaning all the way back in my chair as far as I can to get away from him. And suddenly, he's virtually on top of me. So because I'm stretched out, if you'll look at these pants, pistol was in the right front pocket.
Uh-huh.
And when you're sitting down, there's no way you can get it out. So I'm stretched out trying to get away from him. My left arm is out in front of me, and I think I'm saying either no, 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 or whoa, 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 one or the other. And then suddenly my head was to the right, so he hit me with something. And I assume it was his fist, but I don't know. Let me see. Let me get a mirror here. Something was wrong with my left eye. Anyway, I had him wash it out for me. So he hit me with his fist or with something. I think he had his cell phone in his hand. Because I saw the blur of the screen, I guess.
Right.
And I got my left hand out in front of me, and he hits me in the face and knocks my glasses sideways. And there was a young It was a young Sumter County deputy that came over right afterwards. And I have frames that don't, you can bend them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But the left side was stretched out, so.
So he knocks your glasses off?
They weren't off, they were partially off, and I fixed them where they fit my head again. And for a while there, I was kind of dazed, and it had to be from the strike, even if it was a glazing blow or whatever. But I felt like I had something in my eye, still do, but not as bad. The fire department guys rested out with some kind of shit. Anyway, I'm leaning back. He's virtually in my lap. I got contact with something with my left hand. It's dark in there. I mean, suddenly this happened so damn fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the trajectory of the bullet should be upward because I came out of my pocket with it. And surprised I didn't shoot myself in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
But good heavens, I didn't need to do that. That was just, I had to say that. I've counseled cops for.
How many rounds you shoot?
41. I guess you could say I was scared shitless.
Okay.
I got arthritis in both hands. My back's a freaking wreck. I was on SWAT for 15 years. We thought we were supermen. And as you
right.
get older, you find out you're a physical wreck.
Okay. But and you had that gun in your right?
It was in my right front pocket.
Right.
And
front.
I'm stretched out. Well, like I said, you can see the pockets here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get it out if you're not. If you're not completely, I'm stretched out of my seat, sort of like this.
Right.
And I'm holding, I'm whoa, 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 or no, 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 and one or the other. And I'm hitting the face, and it had to be him. And,
you got any idea where you shot him at?
I have no idea. I heard somebody saying he was shot in the chest.
You see anything in his hands?
I think he had a cell phone. When he turned away from me, I looked down and his cell phone was laying at my feet. So I think that's what he hit me in the face with. I didn't see anything else. And I don't know what you guys found.
I hear you. Did your wife, where was your wife at?
She was sitting on the right hand side. If she's paying attention, and bless her heart, she's, you know, there's no justification for what happened in there, so
right.
I understand her.
Where was your son at?
He wasn't there, I don't think. We were waiting for him to come in. We'd saved the seat for him and all that sort of stuff.
And this guy's sitting directly in front of you?
No, his wife, I think, or whoever was with him, this lady was sitting directly in front of him. He was off to the right side, which makes it. Yeah, if he'd have been sitting straight in front of me, I'd have just been whipped because I couldn't do anything.
And the row in front of you, right? The right side and row in front of you?
Right.
Just one chair?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the status on this guy?
We don't know yet. We've got people down there. It's not looking good.
All over a stinking hill.
Yeah. Did,
His wife was trying, whoever was with him was trying to hold him back.
Right.
And,
what is he saying to you?
Fuck off, get out of my face, fuck you, I'm talking, he was sitting there playing with it, and what he said to me was that he was texting his daughter. Well, he wasn't. He was scrolling through the internet. I think when I leaned over and asked him to turn his cell phone off, he told me to get the fuck out of his face, and so I knew right away that.
What about just immediately prior to the shot? What is he saying to you?
Man, he's saying. I think that's when he's talking about he's texting his daughter. If it was any of my, there's fuck in there 3 or 4 times. I don't remember. If it's in my fucking business, or I'll kick your fucking ass, or it whatever he was saying was threatening. I got to be candid with you. I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
It was enough for me to try to look for a way out. And my wife is saying, And when I got up to go tell the manager, she said, "Why don't we just, we should have just moved is what we should have done." And she said that after the shooting.
Right.
And she's absolutely right. We said, that's exactly what we should have done. So, but it's something that, when he jumped up and turned around, I didn't, it was no problem. I mean, it was just a guy being mouthy.
Right.
When he jumped on the seat and came over the, in between the crack between the two seats, that's when he scared me.
Okay. Now, you say he jumped up. Now, does he come over the seat, or is he still on his row?
His feet were on the seat. At least one of them was. And he was pushing back with his hand, and he was coming over the seat. Now, exactly where his feet were, I don't know. He was coming over into my area, where I'm sitting.
Okay.
And I'm saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like, this is just a cell phone. What the, you know, this is nothing.
Right.
And I don't know if I was saying, no, 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 or whoa, whoa, whoa. So he's coming over on me. I'm pushing him off with my left hand, and I had a hold of something. I'm assuming it was probably his chest. I don't know.
With your left hand?
With my left hand, right.
As he's coming over, do you actually make contact with his?
I made contact with something, his arm, his chest, his shoulder, I don't know. I'm saying, no, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. And like they say in the books, it happened so fast until... And then as soon as I pull the trigger, I said, "Oh shit! What? This is stupid." But again, I'm 71 years old. I don't need an ass whipping.
Right.
I'm a younger man.
How old was he?
I don't know. I'm gonna say 35 or 40, maybe. I don't know.
Did you think that he had something other than a cell phone?
I had no idea what he had. I all I knew is that guy was coming after me. It's dark, the theater's dark, the show's on. I don't know him. I don't know. I see that he's very explosive, unnecessarily. I don't understand what his motivation is or why he wants to pursue something that's not worth pursuing. I had no idea what his motivation was. But when he jumped up, like I said, it was not a big deal. But then when he started for me and he started yelling, then scared the crap out of me. I'm thinking, holy crap, what's going on here? So after he hit me...
You keep saying he hits you, but what does he hit you with?
It's dark, I don't know.
Okay.
I think he was wearing a dark shirt. Dark.
Okay.
Hell, I don't know. Fist? Like I said, after he hit me, my face went sideways. My glasses came partially off. By now, I'm stretched out completely, and I'm in my seat, kind of like this, with my left hand out. And when I shot, he was hellish, should have been pretty darn close to a contact.
Okay.
I know we're trained not to stick it out in front of us, but...
Right, right.
To be honest with you, I was afraid I'd shoot myself. And all that happened so fast, I didn't... Shit, it just didn't... I'm thinking, this guy's fixing to do me some bad stuff. If I had it to do over again, it would never have happened. We would have moved. But you don't get do-overs.
So what made you shoot him?
Well, I guess it scared the hell out of me.
Okay.
I thought the guy was fixing to beat the shit out of me.
Okay.
I don't know how else to say that. When my glasses...
But he never told you that, right?
He said something that led me to believe. And then when the guy starts coming at you with the aggravated position, the contorted face, the fuck yous and stuff like that, I don't think I've ever had anybody get in my face like that. And it scared the crap out of me. If I was 50, 20 years younger or something like that, I might have just wrestled it out with him. But
okay.
I'm not... All that agility and shit's gone. Actually, I'm very surprised that the last time I shot that little pistol, I couldn't hardly shoot because I had so much arthritis in my hands.
Right.
So.
All right. What else can you tell me?
That's it. I guess. I don't know.
Todd, what did I miss?
Well, I want to kind of just make things a little bit clearer. You talk about it came at you in an aggravated manner.
Yeah. Facial expression, verbalization.
Let me ask you this. You keep saying that if you had it to do over, you would do something different. And if you had it to do over,
you think you could have took him more, knowing he didn't have a weapon, that you could have took him physically by
the gun? Oh, man, I can't fight. I'm 71 years old. I couldn't take that guy. I couldn't take anybody, not anymore. I retired. I've gained 20, 30 pounds. I got arthritis in my back, my knees, my hands. Nah, I couldn't take anybody.
You think that it could have been prevented by not using the gun? I mean, things could have been stopped?
There's no way that me or anybody else can speculate on that, I don't think. If I had thought that I wasn't going to get beat up, it would have never happened. I was pretty confident after being hit one time that he wasn't going to stop.
Well, what we got to do is we got to figure out what we're going to do, of course.
Oh, I know that.
And we got to figure out...
Wait, okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You got a lady that was sitting one seat away from me. She should have seen everything.
Elderly lady?
Yeah, I don't know. She was just a lady. It was a vacant spot. She should have seen something. My wife was sitting right next to me.
Okay.
She should have. I mean, I don't know what she was doing, but she was right there. And then there was a space where we left for my son, and then there was some other people sitting there. And I said something to them when I left to go tell the manager about the cell phone.
We're talking to everybody just to try to get.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, you talk to everybody before you.
You've handled these kind of cases before. What would you expect us to do? What would you do if you were in our situation?
Oh man, well, let me put it this way: if I wasn't afraid of getting hurt or beaten up, I would have never pulled a pistol. First of all, and I trained cops when I was on the PD. I actually trained Hillsborough County. A lot of those guys. I would. A lot of things are different. You, when you're in law enforcement, you have coverage if this happens. And what I tell people is, if this ever happens to you, even if you're 1,000% right and the other people are 1,000% wrong, it's still not a healthy thing to get involved in that you shouldn't be doing. So, I was in training for years, and I still hang around with a bunch of retired SWAT guys. I was SWAT team commander for 15 years, and I still hang around with a bunch of those guys. And we thought we were King Kong for a long time. And as it turns out, as you get older, you end up with all the injuries that you thought had gone away come back. And so we're a bunch of cripples now, I guess you could say. We laugh and we call ourselves that.
You're not intoxicated or anything like that, right? You know what's going on here?
I don't drink. I don't take drugs. I drank cold drink, and I was eating popcorn when the guy jumped up and turned around. So should be popcorn all over the place in front of where I was sitting, because that went by the wayside almost immediately.
How did that end up by the wayside?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I dropped it or if he knocked it out of my hand. I don't know.
Okay.
All I remember is after I shot him, I laid the pistol on my leg, mm-hmm. put my glasses back on, mm-hmm. and a young man came over and said he was a Sumter County deputy, and I handed him my pistol. I said, here's the pistol. I said, it's got one in the chamber.
Okay.
And then I straightened out my glasses. I saw the popcorn on the floor. Saw a cell phone right in front of me. I thought it was mine, but apparently it's his. And I'm thinking that's kind of what hit me.
Okay.
What kind of gun is
it? It's a Kel-Tec 380.
What kind of bullet is it? I know that's something we're going to find out.
It's a Thunderball made by, I forget now. It's some good stuff.
And you only shot one. You go back to that question I asked you. What would you expect us to do?
Well, I would expect you to, and I hate this term because I've been reading the damn news, I was defending myself. It don't make it any easier for me to accept it, but that's what I was doing. I was defending myself from what I thought was going to be some serious injuries. The guy was very aggressive, considerably younger.
If this guy died, do you think it was worth, or hey man, your actions? Nothing's worth it.
Nothing's worth it.
But do you think the actions that you took should have been elevated up to the point to take his life?
I would like to say no. I would hope that the answer to that question would be no. But unfortunately, it's yes. I get a bruise on my arm, it takes just 2 months to heal. I couldn't take an ass whipping. I got a problem with my right eye. The guy hit me in the left side, and I'm thinking, oh shit, I don't want to be blind, I don't want to be any of those other things as I get older. So.
All right.
I haven't been scared by that many people. Since I've been retired, nobody has ever scared me. This guy scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
And how old would you say you thought he was?
I don't know.
Is that the clock asking you that? In his 40s, 50s, 30s?
I'm going to say 35, 40, I guess.
And how old did you say you are?
71.
And I missed a part. Can I get your first and last name again? So I don't need all your information.
Curtis Reeves.
Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S.
R-E-E-V-E-S?
R-E-E-V-E-S.
All right, sir. What else, Todd?
I think what we need to do is go talk to them.
Curtis, we're going to have some people come out. We're going to do GSR on you. We're going to take photographs, photograph your injuries, things like that.
What's GSR?
Gunshot residue.
Sure.
All right. Photograph you, things like that. We'll take it one step at a time, all right?
Sure.
Got any question of me?
I guess so.
Let me go get...
Do this
to me. Hey, before you leave, get all the questions you want, because if you scare the shit out of me, I'm going to have to get an attorney. You know what I mean?
We know that.
Well, believe me, you know the system as well as we do.
I know the system 20 years ago.
Yeah.
you understand what we're trying to do. We're just doing our job.
You
know what? We haven't decided what we are going to do, but if we go talk to them and everything verifies both ways, then we'll do what we think's fair and
who's them?
What we think's right. All the witnesses.
Oh,
and
okay.
All the other stuff.
Oh, you guys have already talked to the witness. You've got to talk to the state attorney, right?
I've talked to two witnesses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, that's okay. All I've talked to.
Have you talked to my wife?
No, I haven't. I will talk to her. We'll go one step at a time, all right?
She's going to, like I said, bless her heart. She's the sweetest thing on earth. I don't deserve her. She could never, ever, ever justify this anywhere. She'll probably tell you that. She made a comment to me that...
Hey, Trav.
I don't even remember what it was, like, what was that, or...
Right.
Why'd you do that, or...
I understand. Well, I think that, take it one step at a time. All right. This is Sue Miller here. She's a forensic tech. She'll get you all photographed up.
Well, about the only thing you're going to... I don't know. They looked at... The rescue guys looked at them. I feel like I got something in the left eye that's still watering, but...
I don't see anything there, but...
No, they,
You see anything?
No, they rinsed it out. I was kind of pushing on it to try to get it. Certain. I think it's right here on that plane. It might just be a scratch or shit. That's where I think the strike or
the
shooter.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
We have helicopters everywhere. So what, if you want to pull up here.
Pull up where?
Like up here where he's going. There's an empty theater, and we'll just walk right inside there and get out of the way of all these helicopters. Right over there is the number 11 door between these two cars. Right there, we'll take it in.
Good enough. Here we go. Wait a second, the media's right there too, damn it.
If you want to pull right up on the grass, I don't think.
Of course, they've already shot us back there. I didn't realize they were standing there. They got cameras 15 miles long. You know how that crap works.
They probably already know who I am and where I'm living.
I love being a cop.
Okay. To the next round.
I did too.
$15.40.